Tijuana Sound Machine. Sound Machine. Sound Machine. There is a lot of migration going into Tijuana from south, but then when they end up in Tijuana, they found out themselves that they cannot cross the border. So the only choice is to stay there. So they just grab materials, even like garbage materials, to build their houses, you know, in an emergency kind of manner. But then, 2 or 3 years after, then they, you know, own that land, you know, and then they stay there, you know.
Befolkningen i Tijuana har exploderat. På 70-tallet bodde det rundt 100 000 mennesker her. Nå bor over 3 millioner meksikanere i Tijuana. Grensa er stengt med murvegger, piggtråd, gevær og helikopter. Du kommer deg ikke over til San Diego og det forgjettede land USA. Og i det siste har krigen mellom ulike narkokarteller forverret seg og gjort byen mer utrygg. Man kan nesten ikke stole på noen, I hvert fall ikke politiet.
We heard stories in Tijuana like you were driving your car and then if the police stop you, you don't stop, you know, because you don't know if you don't know if he's a good policeman or a bad one, you know. So you just driving as fast as you can and go directly to the police station, you know, because or some public place.
Og DJ Postige fra meksikanske Norte Collective har bodd I Tijuana hele livet. Med den strengt bevokta grensa, billig sprit, dopen, narkokartellene, de støvete gatene, cowboyer, folkemusikere og den amerikanske musikken. Og midt I denne mixen av meksikansk og amerikansk kultur, mener Norte Collective at de vil omfavne alt det som Tijuana I sin musikk. Fordi Tijuana trenger en identitet.
It seems like the city itself is looking for their own identity. It's a city that still everybody searching for their own identity in our city because it's very new and there is no actual identity at all. In a certain way, our music is the soundtrack of the Tijuana that we are living or the Tijuana that we are experiencing. It's actually the soundtrack that we built for Tijuana.
Og Bostige fra Norte Collective vokste opp med tradisjonell meksikansk ompa-polka, det som kalles norteño, rundt I gatene og på restauranter. Samtidig hadde de tilgang på hauger av elektronisk musikk fra amerikanske radiostasjoner som hadde sine sendere på meksikansk side av grensa. Og måten Norte Collective har skapt soundtracket til Tijuana på, nettopp å forene tradisjonell meksikansk ompa-polka med amerikansk elektronisk musikk. Norte Collective identiteten og lyden av Tijuana akkurat nå. Og et sånn grafisk symbol som Norte Collective bruker, bildet av en cowboy med cowboyhatt, lang bart og store mørke pilotsolbriller. Som igjen et bilde på hele Tijuana.
That image can be maybe a policeman, you know, like a police, or can be some guy from the cartel, or can be any of them. Mm-hmm. So, or can be even a normal person. Because in our culture, I mean, because I already told you that in the city is trying to get an identity. It's like even for example the narco culture. I mean, there was always talking about narco culture. It's not like all right, we support the drug cartels. It's not like that. But at the same time, they were like imposing some kind of culture and some kind of fashion into the people, but it's very it's like I told you that I mean those kind of things that like this guy can be something there can be like a symbol that represents our city, even though there is just a normal guy.